for social welfare and also his minister for sport and recreation. He has come to see you, and this is his text.
Well, I'm very pleased to have the opportunity of meeting you.
Sit down.
How long have you been?
Monday, I read this.
We were here on the 20th. We were present. We'll be here until Monday.
What's the main reason for your visit?
Preaching, Krishna consciousness. About Krishna. You have seen our books, or?
I'm not very familiar with the books.
We have got very good response and accepting our books all over the world.
The reason that I was most interested to come is that my responsibilities in Victoria are a lot to do with the growth of our young people, and I think that many of the things that we don't succeed in doing, the problems that we have with drugs and alcohol and all sorts of unhappiness, that what your life indicates has got something that I think we could do well to take parts of it to be involved in the things and way in which we live. And I'd be interested to hear from you as to what you would believe might be done to encourage a greater acceptance of your areas of philosophy and religion.
Yes, our philosophy is to purify Chetaratmanamarjanam. Our philosophy is to purify the core of the heart from all dirty things. This is the basic principle of our philosophy. Chetaratmanamarjanam, cleansing the core of the heart. So, this morning, several boys and girls became initiated. So our first promise is, before the deity, before the past, before the Vaishnava, before the spiritual master, that from this day, no more illicit sex, no more intoxication, no more meat eating, no more death. This is the first initiative. Then chanting Hare Krishna. Very simple method. But one cannot practice these things without association of devotees. Nobody can do it outside. But here they are able immediately. All these birds, they were addicted to all these habits, but since they have come to the association, immediately, instead. So, you can bring any number of young men, and we shall be glad to make him free from all these habits. It is open. If you like, thank you.
Yeah. I'm thinking more in terms of our general education system, for example.
This is the best education. Our education begins when we learn to see all women as mother. That is the beginning of it. It doesn't look at creative degrees. To train in such a way that the person will see, accept his married wife or all men as mother.
All men as
mother.
As mother.
Yes, mother. This is the original system of education in India. Mātrivat paravārish, to think of all women, except his own wife, as mother. For the base rostava, others, money, as the garbage in the street. Nobody touches the garbage. But Mātrivat paravārish, for the base rostava, ātmavastava bhūtesh, and one who sees all other living entities on the level of himself. If you feel pinching, why should you pinch others? If one loves these three things, his body, his life. And another three things, bhoktaram jagratamasam sarvaloku maheshwaram, freedom, sarvabhutanam, yatya, maam, shanti. When you accept Krishna as God, when I say Krishna, Krishna is God. God is the proprietor of everything. Let's take for example the United Nations. They are going making noise for speeches for the last 50 years. But the fighting is going. But they do not, why do they not pass a resolution? Because this earth planet, take this earth planet, earthly planet, other is this earth. This is the property of God. And we are all sons of God. Let us enjoy the property of it. But you learn a lot. You Australian, you have got so much land. You won't allow anybody to come. Because you think it is your land.
Yeah. I think you're looking at the...
The land. This is the principle. Well, it is not your land. You come.
I agree. So,
but you are now claiming it is your land. The Africans are claiming so much land you can produce 10 times food grain for as many population as there. 10 times milk is required, food grain is required. That is the instruction of Bhagavata. Kisi Goraksha Manicham Vaisya Karma Tava.
If we produce all of the foods that we could produce, and we literally gave them away to other countries that need them, would produce a tremendous disincentive in those countries for their own production. I don't think it's as easy as the world.
Their own production, total land, as God's property. And all the population, they're sons of God. Then the whole problem is gone. Everything is gone. If the economic problem is solved, then social, political, religious, philosophical, everything is gone.
If there was exchange without money, I think you'd be right.
No money required. No money required. Simply what is required to what to produce food grain. That's all. No money required. And God has given us so much land that we can produce food grain and we can keep cows milk. And from milk we derive so many rich nutritious, full of vitamins, foodstuffs. There's a whole economy of questions. But we are producing, instead of food grains, we are producing tobacco for smoking cigarettes. We are producing coffee for going to hell. So how can you expect social reforms? In Africa, I'm saying, instead of producing grain, they're producing coffee, tea, and keeping the cows for killing, making business to send meat to other countries.
Is incense a form of intoxication?
Incense? No. Why incense?
I don't know.
It's the atmosphere, very nice.
Very sweet smelling.
Thank you for the
It is just like in your country, what is a fragrance?
Perfume
is very popular.
But I would have thought that in some ways it might perform the same sort of function for some people as, say, smoking some cigarettes performs for others.
No.
In other words,
that depends on the particular man, what kind of flavor he wants. That is another. But there are different varieties of incense. Generally, we use rose flavor, sandalwood flavor. We offer to the GC room to the atmosphere very favorable. The GC originally in India is a food. They used to put in the fire some flavored herbs, and it was very nice. That has been transferred into now stick incense.
The stricture on the eating of meat, does that derive from the fact that animals have their lives which are accorded?
Vegetable has got life.
Yeah, well I'm asking, is that because animals have a higher priority in life than vegetables?
No, it's not a priority.
Not a
power philosophy is that we are servants of God. So God will eat and whatever remnants of food stuff he left, that we shall take. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find out this verse. Patram puskam phalam kuyam yumi bhaktya bhajatsi. Because you have come here. So if I want to offer you something for Kitabu, it is my duty to ask you, Mr. Nisham, which food time is like to eat? So you dictate, I like this very much. Then if I offer you that food stuff, then you become pleased. So we have called Krishna in this temple. So we are waiting what foodstuff he wants to eat. So he said,
if one offers me loving devotion to eat, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it.
Patram Prasthom. He is asking very simple thing, which anyone can offer. Just like a little leaf. Patram, a little flower, pushpam, a little fruit, a little liquid, either water or ghee, milk. So we offer that. We make different varieties with these ingredients, patram, pushpam, phalam, phool. And after Krishna's eating, we take. We are servants who take the remnants of food stuff left by Krishna. See, we are neither vegetarian nor non-vegetarian. We are prasadiyas. We don't care for vegetable and non-vegetable because either you kill a cow or kill a vegetable. the sinful action is there. And according to nature's law, it is said that the animals which has no hand, that is the food for the animals with hands. We are also animals with hands. The human being, we are also animals with hands. And there are animals, no hand but four legs. And there are animals which have no leg. That is vegetable. Opadani Chaduspanam. These animals which has no leg, they are food for the animals with four legs. Just like cow eats grass, the goat eats grass. So eating vegetable, there is no credit. Then the goats and the cows have molted, because they don't touch anything except vegetable. So we are not wishing to become goats and cows. We are wishing that you become sadhana takus. So whatever Krishna eats, we eat. If Krishna says that give me meat, give me eggs, then we shall offer Krishna meat and eggs and we shall take it. So don't think that we are after vegetarian or non-vegetarian. No, that is not our plan. Because either you take vegetable or you take meat, you are killed. And you have to kill. Because otherwise you cannot live. That is nature's way.
Yeah.
So we are not for that way.
But why did you put this picture on?
Picture on in this way, no meat eating. Because cow protection is required. We require milk. And instead of taking milk, if we eat the cows, then where is meat?
So milk is very important.
Very, very important.
In terms of the production of food for the world would be much better off without
milk. Milk is required. Some fatty vitaminous food is required. That necessity is supplied by milk. Therefore, specifically,
couldn't you get all the necessity that you require from grains?
Grains, no. Grains, they are starch. According to medical science, we require four different groups. Starch, carbohydrate, protein, and fat. That is full food. So you can get all these things by eating rice, dal, in pulses, and wheat. And this things contain pulses and wheat contains protein. And milk also contains protein. So protein we require, fat we get from milk. Fat is required. And vegetables, carbohydrate, and food grains, starch. So if you prepare a nice food stuff with all these ingredients, you get full and offer to Krishna. Then it's purified. Then you are free from all sinful activity. Otherwise, even if you kill vegetables, you are sinful. Because it has got life. You have no right to kill another life. But you have to live on life. This is your purpose. Therefore, the solution is that you take prasada. If there is sin by eating vegetable or meat, it goes to the eater, and we take the remnants. That's all.
Exactly. It's true that we take this first offered to Krishna in the temple. So Krishna is the first to eat. And Krishna demands that you offer me this particular source of food stuff. So one becomes free from all sinful reactions. I first offer you food stuff. Not only are you eating, but also you become free from sinful reactions.
Don't think we are vegetarian. We can become anything, provided it is eaten from the remnants of food stuff that by Krishna. This is out. To become vegetarian, there are many animals that are vegetarians. The monkeys are vegetarian. The goats are vegetarian. The cows are vegetarian. So that is not a good qualification to become vegetarian and become an animal. Or to become lion, tiger, dog. So either you're vegetarian or meat eater. But there are many animals. So we are not going to be animals, we are going to become human beings. This is our prayer. Giving ourselves to the vegetarian kingdom and not vegetarian for the enemy. The tiger is dressed non-vegetarian. Fresh blood they want to eat, drink.
You guys, do you keep in touch with the world through television or newspapers or?
Yes, many newspapers, many television men, they come. But we speak ourselves friendly.
Do you watch TV yourself?
No, we have no business. We don't go to waste our time.
Do you read newspapers?
No.
Have you used before?
This man is killed, this man has stolen, this politician has captured the government, so what's the question?
How do you become informed as to certain events? Is that all?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to read this book. If you read our book, in your whole lifetime you cannot hear it. And that is required to understand Krishna, that is success of life. So why should of course we are interested in the newspaper, but as much as it is required, we are interested in the material world, as much as it is required. But we are interested in Krishna, to help our Krishna consciousness that we may be in touch with the material world, as much as possible. It's like we are riding car also, we are using this emotion, everything. But it is not for any ulterior purpose, it is for Krishna service. Yes. This is we are writing books. This is Krishna service. People will understand about Krishna, be benefited. This is our. And in that way we are printing books, we are selling books, we are writing books.
How many people are in the Krishna movement in the world about?
About 10 to 12,000 direct dedicated. Otherwise, millions, they are reading our books, they have seen it. We are selling books very nice. Daily, $20,000 minimum. All over the world. And large circle. Big universities, professors, they are appreciated. They have many congratulations.
And the funds that you derive from the books are used in your congregation within the people that live in the
country. I make a book trust. That is my will, that from all the collection of the books, 50% for reprint and 50% expanding. Temples, these buildings.
Things really don't require very much for our neighbors as you continue to address this question.
Just make these boys, they are citizens. They are practiced to sit down. We have kept 2 chairs for the visitors. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We can lie down on the floor. We can use only 1 or 2 cloths, that's all. Throughout the whole year. We have no demands. Only bare necessities. We don't smoke, don't drink. There is no expenditure. Don't go to cinema, don't read newspapers or ordinary magazines, nothing. We have got a living matter. Practically we are non-property.
practically
non-cooperating. Okay.
I don't understand that.
Because we are not engaged in so many of the superfluous or unnecessary. These things are described in Vedic term as anarta. They're not very important or very valuable to human advancement. What is really essential is advancement of knowledge.
One of the principles upon which I've lived is a question of involvement with the people around me in trying to do things better than they've been done before.
But you must know personally, yeah, what is the aim of life and what is better. That we must know. So that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we are not interested in God. Then whole thing is void. Nati vibhu sattva gatim hi vishnu durasayaji bhatiyatthamani. We are not interested in God. We want to be happy by adjusting the external energy of God. That is blind leadership. This will never be successful, and it is blind leadership. Because we do not know what it is. If you know the aim of life, and if we make program according to that aim, then it will be leadership. Blindly, everyone is manufacturing his objective. Different leaders, different ism. The communists, they have got different names. The capitalists, they have got different names. The socialists, they have got different names.
Is it true that there are more young people now in the world that are giving more serious thought to what life is really all about?
Yes, they should. Because they are being educated. They are experiencing the faults of their fathers and grandfathers.
And are they able to tell that?
So we are saying this is the aim in faith. And therefore, more response from the younger section. All our devotees, they are just like my grandchildren. Their fathers may be like my children. But they are responding.
How do you spend a day?
What do we do during the day? What are our activities?
We have got activities day and night. But because the body is there, we have to eat. But we eat Krishna prasad. And naturally, we go to sleep to take some rest. Otherwise, we are always engaged in Krishna business. We have no other business. So I go in the morning for little morning walk, because the body whole day if I sit down, it may be jumped. Therefore, but for body's sake, I go for little walking. And then whole day and night I'm sitting here, either chanting or writing books, or talking with you, giving them direction. Yes. We have no other business than Krishna's business. That is the peculiarity of this movement. Even if you say it is a religious movement, there is no religious movement in the whole world. It's a 24-hour thing. 11 times. The Christian go to the church once in a week for 1 hour, then close. That is also not very regular. Even if you take our engagement 24 hours.
Every day.
Every day. You can see how we are engaged 24 hours.
Prabhupada
gets up at
1 o'clock in the morning.
Last night I woke up at 12:30. So, I mean, on the whole, utmost I sleep 4 hours. 2 hours at night and 2 hours in daytime.
Cool. I must, Your Grace, I'm most grateful to have seen you. I must depart. Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you for your coming. Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Misses him. But he himself has no character. But here it is open situation. To please a beautiful girl, I say it. Everywhere in Europe. So I think good. Marriage is a taboo, and his secretary is a leader. And you can get secretary in 3 years that rather she will take. Vedic civilization, marriage, is one of the important functions of life. As death is important function, birth is important function, similarly marriage is also. There is no need to give up. So, in this age, everywhere, not only the marriage is now, but this is the symptom of Kali Yuga. There is no more marriage. Sikaram eva yudvahe. Even there is marriage, there is simply an agreement. That is happening. And it was written 5,000 years ago. Sitaram is very good, shining it. So marriage function. Otherwise marriage is a, according to Vedic system, if one has got some money, he will spend the money in 3 bhangas. When the child is born, very gorgeously, he spent money. He will share the others. Nanda Maharaj is giving him charity, thousands of money. Yudhishthira Maharaj is giving Krishna and family man, he was giving charity. So, when the child is born, the horoscope is made, and to make the child happy, blessings of sainty partners, brahmanas, they are giving ordinary men also comfort, he said. So good will. Everyone gives some blessing to that child. Then marriage, during marriage time you have seen Krishna's mother's marriage. That was the system. The father gives to the spouse content as much as possible to the daughter. The Krishna's mother was a royal prince. So her father gave so many elephants, so many horses, so many chariots. This Radha Sangam, that is also feeding the learned Brahmins, that the person, poor man, ready. Lavishly they spend money, living free of it, birth, death and marriage. During birth the father spends, the marriage father spends, and death the son spends. So, social reformation, but there is no idea how the society will head. There is no idea. They are trying to remove this intoxication, LSD, and do not see the cause why LSD has come. They are trying to stop that cause. When the cause is affected, then they are disturbing the effect. This is the defect. Neither they will take advice. How they will be able to? Big, big officer, grand high salary. Therefore, there is no effect. Neither there can be any effect. Therefore, they do not want. Neither they want it. Now we are advocating we remove this whole sinful activity. Today nobody will agree. Oh, is it sex is our life? To keep a breath, to keep a sanctuary. And you are advised, only is it sex. Then where is life?
They say, why should I live if I can't do these things?
Hmm?
One devotee in New Zealand, his father was dying of leukemia. He told his father that to stop eating meat and smoking cigarettes and his health would improve. His father said, if I can't do these things, what is the use of living?
So somebody should come to suicide?
Hemingway.
Huh?
Hemingway. When he found out, when he told him he couldn't have sex life anymore, he killed himself.
Oh. He was a very big and rich author.
This is the important man.
That one Mawari who spent 18 lakhs of rupees.
Huh?
Mawari who spent 18 lakhs.
I do not know 18 lakhs, but I know that he went to Germany for medical operation and changed in the glass. His mind gives me. You are 8 years old. Yes.
And the leaders are so infected. There was an article recently.
That's why I say, Andharatan Vejirubani Yavana. That is already dictated by Prabhu. These leaders that get that brand and that try to lead other brands. All of them are falling in the ditch.
In the case of Maharaj Venu, there was some recourse for the Brahmins. What can we do?
Yes, Brahmins are controlling the Kshatriya. They are obeying the instruction of Brahmins. That is so simple. first class man indeed. Instruction to the ball. So the government will carry the order whether people are actually doing this. The Brahman first and poison is putting Shudra and milk. Everything. And the Shudra will help the Sri heart. This is so interesting. The Brahmins, they will be always engaged to make plans how people will be successful in the name of life. And that will be executed through the Kshatriya. And the Vaishnava will supply Pushpa. What is also required? And God, good government is required. And nice direction is required. This is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishnava. And Shudra, they have no brain. Will abide by the order of the heart. So our movement is creating first-class Brahmins. And the Kshatriyas is abide by our instruction. Our instruction means Krishna's instruction. Then everything is nice. Sunglasses, they are begun to keep everything. The death, dog's death, either it becomes unnatural, virus, or anything, the tail is the same. It will be as much possible, but the whole tendency is such. And so on. In different dresses only. The objective is such. This is it. Some of them are openly declaring that I am for sex, and some of them so often. But the objective is sex. This is the whole world. Janama Insana Vitrihame Visukham Visukham Anduyane Vitakarayu. And this sunlight is like Rajani. They are forgiving. It seems like sex. But sex in nonetheless is their salvation. This Brahma Kumari. Not Brahmachari, but Brahma Kumari. But Kumari is another level. Very easily. The thief and the rich man, they are supplied. Like way to put Kumari as they came on. In the Brahma Kumari. They enjoy and they invite the swamis to enjoy and get money. The Kumari is there, money is there.
Other things. We're having an international yoga and meditation conference in Chicago in June. And Ramachar was wanting to know if we should send some of our preachers there to try and have some kind of a booth or take part in it. Sponsored by the Himalayan International Institute of Yoga Science and Philosophy. Swami Rama from
the Himalayas. They don't get far.
There's many is costing $15 for people to get in.
Oh, yeah, no thanks.
Most of them have looked over these people who were speaking. Most of them are from this society.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are from this society. And what, it seems what they've done, they've taken some of the big bogeys in America, like Satchitananda and others, and they've invited them to draw a bigger crowd. So they're taking this opportunity for money. I think we'll probably sell books there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that our devotees will sell books.
Yes, we can have a bookstore.
Yes.
Put outside, though.
Somehow, it matters.
We use it to do outside.
There's no use taking part in that meeting. Simply take a bookstore.
Yes.
Bhakti Yoga books. You have a sign for Bhakti Yoga books. And gave the picture of Dhruva Maharaj, 5 years old boy, executing Bhakti Yoga alone in the forest. Yes, Father. Meditation. There are secret of Latina Manasa, but some of the that is yet Yoga. And Bhagavad Gita, Yoginama, this sloka. Yoginamati sarvesa madhvasantara. One chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He is first chanting. He one who is chanting. That the devotee is chanting. And in a very nice way. And his evidence. Yoginamati sarvesa madhvasantara. He is first chanting. He is first chanting. That will be also. Dhruva Maharaj is practicing Dhruva. There are many others. The high perfection is Radharani. That's simply dying. Krishna has gone to Mathura, not coming there. They hold their life, right? Who can perform this yoga? So if you, if possible, draw pictures. Satchidananda, he is also a leader here.
Yes. There's Kriyananda, Swami, another Brahmananda from Rishikesh, Swami Ajaya, PhD from Madison, Wisconsin. Small college town over there. Yogi Raj Bhajan.
And
there's many others.
These names are not like
a lot of Indian doctors from Canada, India, America.
So you can give yogi support. Hare Krishna. Jacket Papa Yoga.
Topmost of
and quote from Bhagavad Gita and show pictures.
You'd like to take your retirement, I see the top.
Mm-hmm.